Tasha's looking kind of hot in this picture, though.
Ew!
Cancel
Culture
Podcast.
Welcome back to Cancel Culture, the podcast where God only knows what happens. Sometimes we talk about the Tonys. Sometimes we talk about taboo topics that may or may not be getting people in trouble or in hot water, and we try to not get canceled. And joining us is my dear old white cis male father, who we also try not to get canceled in the process. And this week has been a whirlwind. I can't think of anything I've done other than eat. I've eaten so much, which is always fun. I had McDonald's for the first time in a really long time. I drove a lot today. I've driven 3.5 hours today already, almost straight in a row. And people in LA never cease to amaze me. I was going 80 in a 65, which already felt way too fast for me.
Okay, this off the record.
Well, but because okay. Here's the thing. It was on a highway. Everyone was going really fast. I was in the fast lane. I was also trying to not be late for this. And so I was going 80 in a 65, but I felt okay about it because like I was in the speed of traffic. Like, I wasn't speeding past people. Everybody was like going 75. So, but then this car was riding my ass and I was like, I don't know what you want me to do. I'm not going above 80. Like, this is insane. And all of a sudden, oh, sorry, mom, also, all of a sudden, it goes out from around me and gets in front of me and like goes the same pace as me. And so now I'm riding his ass. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And this happened so many times. And then I finally like slowed down and was like going 70 and it was fine. And then this other car started riding my ass and then it flashed its lights at me. And I was like, there's a car, like six car lengths in front of me. We're going 70 miles per hour. I'm not gonna speed up. And a car gets out from behind me, goes in front of me. And so I flashed my lights at it. And it didn't do anything. I was like, I can't handle.
Fire with fire.
But it's
how does
like,
that story, can I just ask as your father, how does that story end? How did that story, did you just dissipate and then you went your separate ways?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't like speed up. I just kept going.
Yeah, but Jimmy, you have to be careful because people are off the chain. Okay, you can't be road raging back to the road ragers because people.
I didn't like honk or anything or speed up. I just flashed my lights.
Also, you will get a ticket. I mean, that will happen.
Yes.
So if you do that consistently, you will absolutely get a ticket.
Next time,
flash my lights.
Next time, just grumble.
No, you were going 80 in a 65, and
speeding past.
And you were driving aggressive.
I didn't cut anybody off. You guys are missing.
It's a $500 ticket. Well,
I didn't do anything.
As your friend, I'm telling you. I understand the road rage.
Who's
been driving for many, many years, I'm telling you, do not engage with the road rage.
But hold on.
When you're going 80 to 65.
I didn't do anything. I didn't speed up. I didn't do anything road ragey. I was just staying in my spot. And these people kept going around me. I didn't do anything to retaliate. I just stayed where I was. And they were like doing crazy shit. I wasn't doing anything.
I thought you said you cut them off back.
No,
I that
they
was part
cut
of the
me
story.
Off. No. I said one of them flashed their lights at me, like while they were behind me to get me to speed up, and I didn't. And then they went around me, so I flashed my lights at him because he was stuck in front of me with nowhere to go because there was a car in front of him.
You know what you should have done? You should have
killed all of us in a fire.
I do the brakes.
You can get a ticket for that too.
The what?
Brake. You just tap your brake.
Riding your brakes. Which is passive aggressive.
Just a tap.
Just a little tap. So they have to cram on their brakes. The issue is that's how people get rear-ended. And if the cops show up, then
that's aggressive. That's very aggressive.
I didn't do that.
Well, you know, all us veteran drivers just love to give you unsolicited advice. So you're welcome. Glad you're safe.
Yeah, this coming from the man who got his license suspended for going 100 in a 65. So let's 90. Not.
90.
But I can't drive.
Guys, I've never.
Mariana can't drive. So you're
I've
all
never,
fired.
Well, she
I've
wait,
never
wait, Mariana.
In my life.
Mariana can't drive. Not legally can't drive. You're disallowed from being on driving on the road.
No, I just don't have a, well, I mean, like, I meant, like,
you never got a license.
Because I don't have a license.
Yeah.
Fascinating. So, Jamie, that's your experience as well, right?
Yeah. Well, it was. I mean, now I'm a great
driving driver. In Mexico is, like, actually hell. Like, I've had many panic attacks behind the wheel trying to learn how to drive. It's terrible.
Have you driven in Mexico City?
Yes. It's disgusting.
Why?
That feels dangerous.
Yeah,
because I mean, driving in New York is dangerous.
Every like, Mexico feels it's like these huge, like 6-lane fucking avenues that you have That's to like LA. Find a way to like go into, but there's like no sense of like, oh, here, I'll let you pass. It's kind of just like you just have to like throw your car in, and it's
every man for
dangerous, and everyone, I hate it.
Is there good public transportation in Mexico City?
I have, but it's like I don't love it either, because it also feels, I don't know, I don't like love it.
Is it effective? Is it like New York? Does it run like that?
No. Everyone, it's kind of like Mexico City is very much like a driving city.
Like there is. I think the biggest difference between New York and yeah, right, like LA.
Yeah. I think the scariest city I've ever driven in is Atlanta, actually.
Atlanta is scary.
It's the wild fucking west.
That shit is crazy.
The traffic laws are just guidelines there.
It's insane.
Are they even that much?
No, there's some light suggestions.
People will turn on two wheels and have no problems about it.
My sister and I, when we were there for like a weekend, and I swear to God, I've never seen so many cars on the side of the road in my life. Like every 10 miles, there was like a car pulled to the side, like for some reason. And then at one point, we saw a truck that was literally vertical. The like back of the big like back of the truck was over the side of a highway. Like, I can't explain it more than that. It was over the side
like
of
the he passed the guardrail and
yeah, like hit. Over the guardrail.
Yeah.
Complete like a huge truck, vertical. We were like, what the fuck? It was crazy. People drove like maniacs.
Yeah.
Well, so a driver in Pennsylvania this weekend took down I-95.
What?
Yeah, a truck driver drove into an overpass. Got stuck there, the tank exploded, and it destroyed a whole section of I-95.
Wow, there will be some suits about so that.
It's all relative, you That's know, I mean.
Sick. Well, don't tell Jamie that
she was there. Yeah, I wish it was
me. Yeah. Look at the picture, it's something. Yeah. It's gonna take like 6 months to repair.
Damn, well.
Well, hi.
Yeah,
I'm Elena. And with that segue. I won't bore you all with all the millions of things I caught up on this week after not working this heinous job for the first time, including, nice. But not limited to. By the way,
this is our
to...
first show since you left that job, correct?
Yes. Last week was.
Well, yes.
Was Congratulations.
It? What is time? Thanks. It was hard, but I did it.
I'm sorry, you did one with Lou. I wasn't there.
Yes, yes. First one with you, Evan. First one with you. Guys, this is the first time in my life I had like 500 unread emails and no clean underwear, but I did it. Against all odds. And I even got to celebrate Trump's indictment with my friend with too much alcohol, but we watched it live at 3 p.m. at happy hour. Nice. And then the waitresses brought us free shots. And then nice. We went to dinner where someone else bought us free shots. Well, they weren't free. They were free to me. But yeah, it was a great day. Glad to celebrate. And it was so comical to see all those things stacked in his bathroom. Just cardboard boxes.
Well, we'll see if he actually ends up getting charged.
We'll see. I don't know.
Well, he's not looking good.
You know what I meant? Found he's indicted. Guilty.
Yeah, he's
we'll
indicted.
See if he ends up found
Jamie,
guilty.
Jamie, he has 37 counts. 37. There's no way he's going to be acquitted on all 37.
Just in that
But
case.
Do you think he's
he
actually
got another
go to
bunch
prison?
In New York? Then he's got more coming in from
yeah,
Georgia. And then even more coming for January 6th. They're all going to come at once.
Yeah.
And he will blame it on the deep state. If I had a bet, I believe he will sell everyone out.
That's what
family.
I was going to say. I think
Dave
he's going to do a plea bargain.
Yeah. Remember, everybody around Nixon went to jail. Everybody around Nixon went to jail. Except Nixon. And he got pardoned
right now,
only because he got pardoned.
Yes. And right now, Trump is trying to call it like, the DOJ is unjust and the FBI is unjust and it's a witch hunt and these people are God-fearing veteran men. But just wait, as soon as he gets on trial, he's going to sell all of them out. He's going to have a plea bargain. He's going to drag
I think it's crucial to understand that it's his attorneys testifying against him in the cases that were just brought. His own attorneys.
Yeah, he's in trouble.
Three of them. And it's text messages and recordings. And contemporaneous notes and pictures. It's everybody who's testifying against him worked.
I don't know. I'll just catch up when the people who made Vice make a movie about it.
But also,
Vice is going out of business.
No, you missed my reference. Ugh, I'm leaving.
Oh, wow. Adam McKay?
Yes.
That makes sense.
When Adam McKay makes a movie about the Trump indictment, then I'll catch up. I can't pay attention right now. It's like,
it's so exciting. This is a time to celebrate. Yeah. This is so exciting. I'll just catch you up. It's okay, exciting.
Mariana?
Kind of same old, honestly. since I graduated, days kind of blend in together.
Mariana, are you okay?
No.
It's bleak.
I'm kind of like despondent right now. Like, I don't know.
Oh, why? We need to get you sponsored. That's why.
I'm like desperate for like something.
But Mariana, what was the job you applied to?
I don't know. It was just like they emailed me being like, do you want like apply to this teaching job? And I was like, yeah.
No.
Like I know. I thought of you when I saw it.
What teaching? Wait, what's the teaching job?
I don't even know. I just applied for shits and gigs.
And where is it? Like read us the job application.
I don't know.
Shits and gigs.
What do you mean you don't know? Do you know the
I literally
age
don't know. What's
I love that.
But you read none of the information on this listing.
How did you write a cover letter?
It was like a charter school.
Can we review Mariana's
what Success Academy?
Yes.
Can we review Mariana's LinkedIn page?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'll send you some stuff. I've been LinkedIn anyway. I've been interview queen. I sent a bunch of people jobs. Send me some stuff. I'll send you some stuff.
Thank you so much.
What do you you don't want to teach though, right? You just did that for shits and gigs.
I'm just desperate.
Okay, I'll send you some stuff.
Okay, so if you're listening to the pod, Mariana needs a job. So reach out. We're accepting anything.
The other low was, so last week I got my wallet stolen at a bar. Ugh, right, Evan? Yeah. You weren't here for this, but I did. And then I emailed them being like, yo, what the fuck, my wallet got stolen at your bar. And they were like, okay, no worries, like you get a free tab on us. No, they were like, I'm so sorry, but like you get a free tab, you get an open tab. And I was like, amazing. So
forever?
No, just for that one time.
A free tab until what was the max?
They didn't give us a max. They were just like, just don't go overboard. And I was like, okay. So me
don't
and
go overboard.
Yeah.
I'd be like, shots on me, everybody in the bar.
Yeah. So like me and four other friends.
I drink it all myself. But okay.
Yeah. Me and four other friends went to this bar and they let us keep our bags in like a safe. And I got so obliterated.
So as a job interview goes, this is not getting off to a good start.
There was
people listening are not going to be confident in hiring you.
No, this is her very growth path, employers. Yeah, she's just learning from her mistakes. Yeah.
Anyways,
so it's my turn.
No, you don't really get in. I don't know if you've noticed in this podcast, but you don't really get an introduction.
My name is Evan. And I
and
take
now
umbrage.
You're gonna stop.
I feel like when you introduced me at the top, you said I was joining you. Like I'm not like one of the gang, a permanent gang. That hurt my feelings.
You're a part of my permanent family, isn't that enough?
Low bar.
I feel the first one is tenuous. And then secondly. No.
Wait, I just had a random question about your hair. Actually, I was just thinking about this.
Yeah.
Do you use like a curling iron?
No.
Or like curlers?
Hair dryer.
I sent a picture of his hair to my friend group yesterday because I sent a picture of my parents to them because they were all dressed up. And my friend goes, Evan's hair is reaching all new heights.
I love it.
It was also bad. It was also an option. It was the angle made it look bigger, but it is pretty big actually. Hair transplants, this is a sponsor. So the hair transplants are cancel culture hair transplants. If you want to buy them, hit us up on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, I was, okay. It's getting very silver.
Yeah.
There's wow. Yeah. It looks I just wondered if you were like curling it.
No, oh, I take a brush and a hairdryer, but that's about it.
It wasn't an offensive comment. It was more, is again, just a fun observation, Paul. I wasn't being ageist. I was just saying it's all getting silver.
I like the silver. I feel like everyone should go platinum for the summer. I think that's, ooh, I'm calling the trend.
Have you seen Jane Fonda lately?
No,
but no, I love
not
her.
Recently.
So both to both to manifest a guest spot for this host on our show. Listen to Julia Louis-Dreyfus's new podcast, Wiser Than Me.
Yeah, that's great.
And she interviews Jane Fonda, and she's letting her hair go gray. And she wrote it into this season.
Love.
The podcast is amazing, but also if we could get Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is probably, if I could work with one person.
Yeah.
I would.
No, too soon, Evan. Don't do it.
I would volunteer to end his life the next day. No, I'm kidding. I love you so much. Now I feel like I've gone too far.
It gets
morbid.
No, I love her so much. It hurts me. Like, I think she is the greatest. But anyway, so let's talk about some things. So yes, okay. So to satisfy Evan's urge to talk about the Tonys, and you get limited airtime on this, so use your words wisely.
I'll start the timer.
There was a little fun tidbit during the Tonys, if we can call up the clip, of something that somebody said. I don't want to give it away because I just think we should let the clip speak for itself.
Cool.
But
all right, roll tape.
And while I am certain that the current Grand Wizard, I'm sorry, excuse me, Governor of my home state of Florida will be changing.
Please. This is about Lisa. Yes, Emily Ashford is so high.
He will be changing the name of this following town immediately. We were honored to present this award to the truly incredible and life-changing Jason Zembic Young, enhancing the lives of students at South Plantation High School in Plantation, Florida.
Good on her for calling DeSantis.
I love that the first reaction was,
yeah, everyone's like, let me hit my note.
I just can't wait. I mean, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I mean, DeSantis is a Yale baseball boyo, so I have many a thing on him, but I just find it so interesting that he's a Yale baseball dude and he's talking about all these things.
Yeah, no, he's the most elitist. And I think he
either
went to Princeton
or
Harvard.
That's always how it is. That's literally, the RNC is full of people like that. I also just,
but I'm like, they need to call attention to it.
The one thing though, that's lost here is that teacher, who is also gay and thanked his husband when he accepted the award during Act One, which the acceptance of the award was not in the main Tony, it's just her piece. Secondarily, he taught at a school where he founded a theater for the deaf program where he just any casting went. And so I think that'll wind up being lost in the larger argument of like, you're trying to shut all this shit down because in your state, he can't exist. He literally can't exist.
I mean, yes.
And it's in Plantation, Florida. Which is, I can't imagine, but
just
somewhat
to,
triggering
bring
word
to,
for a lot of people.
And to bring it back to cancel culture too, it's like, it's always so funny. Like, I think award shows, Ricky Gervais makes a joke about this in like the Golden Globes from like, whatever it is, like 4 years ago or something, about how like, it is sometimes frustrating to watch award shows and watch like all these people make like political, like hot button statements. And you're like, what are you really doing? But the Tonys is always interesting for me because it's like, it feels more like they're real people because it's not all just like, I mean, there were a lot of movie stars there because there are so many of them on Broadway right now. But in general, like it feels good when it's like, you know, talking about real people. But what I was going to say is then the right wing people get so up in arms. They're like, how dare you like monopolize like this is not a political thing. Like, why get political? And I'm like, oh, now you're concerned that people are saying things like.
Well,
think they're going to be concerned? I think they're going to be like, hell yeah, for their grand reason.
But understand what the attack from this specific guy is, which is woke, which is so general that it applies to any fuss that comes from anything that any one of them does. So whenever anything disagrees with their worldview, they call it woke, and it's the war against woke. He literally says that's his whole campaign platform right now, the war against woke. And
sorry,
so
isn't that funny?
When you, the point is, when you come to whatever this woke is, it's inclusiveness. It's the John Kander, who happens to be gay and married for 45 years to a man, and the longest running composer working on Broadway in history. And Chicago is now the longest running show in history. And he,
well, yeah,
this gay man
accepted
this.
Republicans are watching the Tony Awards, so I don't think we have to worry about it. But it just, and my point was more that, like, sorry, it's amusing to me. It just goes back to the age old thing of like, well, we can't say anything anymore. And then the second that they get offended, it's actually an issue. And it just, I like it, like how the other day I told like a joke about female masturbation, and everyone was like, that is super vulgar. That is like super vulgar.
Where was this?
Just like in my stand-up class. I mean, not, the teacher thought it was funny, but like these like 3 20-year-old boys who spent like 30 minutes telling like dick masturbation,
yeah,
gagging, like,
my meat, the one-eyed snake,
like jokes all over the place. I got up there for like 10
what
seconds.
Was that? And could you do that again? I don't think we got
and then I told a joke for like, not even like, I was just like riffing on something, and I don't even remember what I said. Like, I didn't even say the word orgasm. I just said, like, I think I said the word like finger or something, and they were like, wow, Jamie,
that,
like, you
hackles.
Really went there. And I was like, what? Hello.
They just got a little too excited.
Saturday this weekend, there were Nazis protesting outside Disney World because of their policy that was pro LGBTQ and their gay day celebration that they do every single year. They were there with DeSantis 2024 flags and Nazi, yep, flags. So,
well,
she was wrong in her insult in that she picked the wrong fascist white nationalist group.
They're all
the Nazis,
same.
Not
they're,
the KKK.
They all,
yes,
work together.
But, I mean, I think
no,
we should be,
I don't
accurate,
think the skinheads and the KKK like each other. I think they're pretty separate. But I don't know.
I think there's a nice Venn diagram.
I do speak for all white people when I'm.
Okay, great. I can say that Ronnie DeSantis is really splitting the Trumpies.
Goose stabbing.
He's really splitting the Trumpies. They're just a little afraid to say anything.
Right.
Yeah.
He's getting a lot of money. He has a lot of money to spend.
He already had a lot of money. He's
right.
A rich.
He has a lot more.
Nepo baby prick from. Very wealthy. Yes.
Who's his parents?
Guys, I'm gonna like do a whole like profile
on
him.
You can do a profile.
I'll submit it
for next time. Okay. But for right now,
okay,
let's end our MSNBC segment. I have another clip quickly from an equally right wing but not American person, from the Pierce. What's his name? Not Pierce Brosnan. Pierce Morgan? The evil one. Pierce Morgan. I'm so sorry, Pierce Brosnan. I did not mean to bring you into this. Pierce Morgan. Morgan Pierce.
Pierce Morgan.
Morgan? Okay.
Pierce Morgan.
This piece of shit. here's a
true
clip. Oh, I can't
curious
wait to
about you being someone who embarked on a law career, was obviously very bright, went to university, packed it in just for money to be effectively an online stripper. I mean, that's what you do, right?
Yeah, way worse than an online stripper. But
what do you mean way worse?
Way worse. Online strippers just, you know, naked. I do things that are way more grotesque.
Well, just
that.
Pornography.
Pornography, anything. But it's all within what I want to do. And I absolutely love it. And I'm really good at it. You know, I could be a good lawyer, yes, but also am I good at doing other things on video and camera?
How would you feel when you want to have kids yourself?
Well, I mean, I don't really want kids right now. But
you will do. How old are you?
25.
Right, so you will do at some stage, probably, right?
Maybe.
When you do, are you going to be proud that you have your little ones and they look at you and go, didn't you want to be a lawyer, mummy? What happened?
Yeah.
And you go, yeah, but look at all my stuff.
They can cry in a Ferrari.
This girl, right? I mean, I love it so much. She's such a badass. So funny. She's such a badass. So that's a somebody who has an only. I don't have her name, which is sad. But she's awesome.
Can we get her name?
Yeah, Paul. Do you mind trying to find her name? But she's a OnlyFans creator, and I find it really like I love the second wave of like legalized sex work movement, because it is like. Now with the internet, I feel like very.
Her name is Elle Brooke.
Elle Brooke, there you go. Shout out Elle Brooke. We love you.
Trying to get a job.
Paul says, I'm not going to search for her on my computer. Hello.
Yeah, Mariana had like all her videos saved. All right, I think we have a game to play. Who said it?
Today, another episode.
Oh man.
Started off. First off, we have. Big up the whole Island Massive. It's your boy coming straight from the Golden Globes. You know what I'm saying. Me Finna Father presenting an award. Soon forward come. Big up. Tune in. We have Het Chanks. Or what the fuck is his name again?
Het Hanks. You said Het Chanks.
Mel Gibson's son, whoever he is.
Well, what's his name?
What's his name? He looks like what he's from
Mel Gibson's son ever done? I know Chet. Chet is actually
watching. Doesn't Mel Gibson suck?
Yeah.
Yes.
Super.
So I'm guessing
the worst. The worst.
Wasn't he the one who staged a rape scene but then didn't tell the actress and then she got real raped in the
this
movie?
Is Milo Gibson.
I cannot. Milo?
Whoa, I didn't hear that. Milo I just Gibson. Heard he. Gibson's just super racist, so.
And anti-Semitic and super creepy.
There was
like,
movie...
neo-fascist cultist.
What was Christian. The movie? It has Paris in the name.
But Chet, this is just a little known piece of trivia about Paul is we have someone we work with named Mitch, who we chose because there were two Pauls involved in a project. We chose to call this Paul Chet.
Oh, that's upsetting.
I had no idea that was an homage to Chet Hanks.
Of course.
Wait, Paul is so much better than Chet Hanks.
We just were looking for a funny name.
I think it's Chet.
It wasn't meant to be a comparison.
I think this is Chet who said this, because he likes
although
to
at the
imitate
time, Chet
like,
Hanks was
island vernacular.
I agree. Yeah,
the Whitewood Summer guy. All right, yes, it was Chet Hanks.
Okay.
Wait, who, what?
Is that
what
shade?
Is going on in this photo?
Oh, no, it's a tattoo.
This was his White Boy Summer music video that he released.
Those women look fine as fuck. I wonder if they talk to him in real life. I wonder if everyone on set
there's no
like,
way.
They're all
you're
paid.
Like, cut,
actresses.
Everybody.
Yes, they are paid actresses.
Yeah.
They're just getting their bag and leaving.
How did we wind up with the country in which feminists do science?
This is a coin flip.
Ben Shapiro.
Wait, so okay, so yeah.
I think it's Ben.
Tucker Carlson or Ben Shapiro? I don't know.
Wait, it might be really Tuck.
It could be Tucker.
It's
I
my
feel
boy
like
Tuck.
This is
both.
More in line with Tucker.
I vote on both. I think it's a trick question.
No, you can't do that. They didn't
I
say
am.
It together.
So
and like they didn't hold hands dancing.
Well,
the
they might have
said
both
I stand
said
by
it.
My vote.
I'm going to say
a cop
Tucker,
out.
I'm going to say Tucker Carlson. That's okay. We're not awarding
Tucker.
Points.
I think
I'm
Tucker.
I'm doing Ben. I'm going to go for Ben.
No.
Tuck.
Tuck.
I bet Ben Shapiro also said that. And he says his name wrong. And he's a dick.
Alrighty. Well, and we shall continue on that note.
Hey, moving on.
Here we are. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. And on the right, we have Alex Jones and Donald Trump again.
Isn't this
this is
Sebastian
the Little Mermaid.
From The Little
yeah,
Mermaid?
This is literally The Little Mermaid. You can't fool us this time,
you can't
Paul.
We need.
God damn, you guys are getting good.
I still haven't seen the movie though.
Come on now. I think I might see it tonight. I'm very excited.
Oh,
shout
I'm
out
so
Halle Berry, right?
Has anybody seen Spider-Verse,
Bailey
by the
Berry?
Way?
I have not.
No, but I want to see that.
Isn't it Bailey?
Is it Halle Bailey?
Yeah.
Did I say Halle, Berry?
Halle Berry
is already person.
Sponsored.
Yeah. Haley
and Storm.
Halle Berry. Bailey.
Are you oh having God. A stroke?
It's a tongue twister. There's a lot of ass sounds.
You're fired.
Let's move on. I suggest we move on.
Allie Bailey. I'm kind of upset that you guys got this so quick.
As soon as you said it, I knew.
Yeah, you have an obsession.
Darling, it's wet.
I was a Disney princess, Polly boy.
Take it from me. Also,
they've probably seen the movie 100 times combined.
Yeah.
Well, I also literally worked princess parties, so it's forever.
Oh God!
Singed into my soul.
Creepy face.
Okay. Well, so next up on four, wouldn't it be if that girl got raped by like 5 guys right now? And we have Daniel Tosh on the right, and then Matt Rife.
Well,
who recently announced
cancel culture. Kids know that it's Tosh because we did an episode on rape in which he said
guys, it. Tosh is kind of looking. That joke, Tosh is looking kind of hot in this picture, though.
Ew! Elena, he's kind of looking good. Serial killer.
Unlike, what's the other guy's name?
Matt Rife.
Clearly trying to make himself look like Kendall. At least Tosh looks like a real human being.
Yeah, Tosh is looking spicy for our listeners.
Tosh looks like scary.
Does Elena have a type?
He looks like he's going to murder a baby.
Yeah, serial killer.
I think that's what Elena likes.
Yay, yo.
The scarier, the
speaking
better.
Of creepy, handsome men. Creepy, handsome men. If anybody watched the new Army House of Hammer doc series, holy hell, that is quite the series.
A quick plug for something I have nothing to do with, which would be the Duggar family, the shiny, happy people on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to look at what's wrong with this country right now, that documentary shows it in
House of Hammer too, though, man. Like that shit is like some Dick Cheney level horror.
Yeah, that's true. That shit goes deep.
Dick Cheney's kind of fine too, though, right?
Ew! Elena, you're fired. Next,
guys.
Somebody mute Elena. Elena has to be on mute. Oh my God.
Five. The only way to defeat the monkey uprising is to jump on a bed. We have Mariana or Jerry Seinfeld. This joke didn't.
I know this one too.
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure I know this one. This. Pretty sure it's Mariana.
This could be either of them.
I feel like it's Mariana because she's wearing a banana suit.
Yeah, it was me. I tweeted that. I remember like the moment when I tweeted it as well.
This is in reference to women. Get your fucking ass up to work. It seems like nobody wants to work these days. And we have Kim Kardashian or Andrew Tate.
It was Kim.
It was Kimmy.
Tate. I was going to guess Tate there. Wow.
That's a good.
Hi, Kimmy.
Although, to her credit, she works her ass off, although it doesn't appear to be true.
She doesn't work her ass off, so it's still there.
Man.
And this was more
it's like Monopoly.
Didn't sit well. But like it's a virus, I get it, I respect it at the same time. Like even if everyone gets it, like people are gonna die, which is terrible, but like inevitable. And this did not
feel like, I know who this is.
Yeah, while eating a donut, right? Wasn't this while eating a donut? Or no, that was Ariana Grande. This was under the avocado tree. Vanessa
at
Hudgens.
Her pool.
It's like it's like Clue. Vanessa Hudgens under the avocado tree saying fucked up shit.
Yeah, Evan, this was for context if you didn't see this. She went on TikTok to cry about the COVID shutdown and how unfair it was and how terrible
to her.
And how she couldn't do it. She couldn't live like this as she's sitting in her fucking luxury mansion.
Which you can literally see the house.
Under an avocado tree.
Yeah, you can literally see the house on her Architectural Digest tour. It's a beautiful house, but she was not deprived of anything.
I would go back to that. Go back to that slide, Paul, for a second. So on this page, I guess the old white dude.
Jay Leno, yeah.
So I shouldn't profile.
All right, and then this is the last one.
Oh, God.
Okay, the last time a German looked this hot was when they were pushing Jews into the oven. Joan Rivers or Jamie Shapiro from the anti-
could honestly be either.
I know. This one's tripping me up a little. You put Jamie in there, which makes me think it's Jamie, but I feel like
I honestly don't remember. Like, I definitely could have said this, but I don't remember.
Joan and I are contemporaries, and I'm pretty safe to say it with them.
I'm going to say Joan, yeah.
Yeah, Joan seems smarter, so I feel like she would do it.
It was Joan.
Ah, Joan.
Well, another episode come and gone. Another, hopefully, uncancelled day we've lived, but
we might need some more POC in this fucking show, or we're really gonna go down. Evan's gonna speak for every ethnicity. And back to our cultural consultant, Elena.
Look, we have 3-4 shades of beige.
Paul
not
said
really
that
three shades of beige.
I was going through my Twitter. Paul, should I keep on tweeting? Because I like don't really know how to
tweeting.
Yeah. Get twitting. Thanks everyone for joining us. and we hope to hear from you again, or we hope you want to hear from us again. And goodbye. This has been
Courtney sounds so sad.
Can Mariana take us out as Vanessa Hudgens signing off?
Yeah, go ahead, Mariana.
Say bye. Just say bye.
Bye.
And say the end of this. Say the end of this episode was inevitable.
The end of this episode was like inevitable. Bye.
Bye.
This has been Cancel Culture. Bye.
Cancel
Culture
Podcast.